Well, welcome to lesson three. Oftentimes we hear people say, well, gee, you know what? It sounds complicated. I mean, what can I do and what can't I do? And I don't want to get in trouble. Well, it's much simpler than what you think. And oftentimes people will try to make it seem complicated because they don't want you to move it. They want you to keep the funds where they are so that they can make their money off of it. But frankly, you've got a checking account. You've probably bought and sold things before, so it's really quite easy. There are a lot of myths out there, but there's only two things that your IRA, by law, by congressional law, cannot invest in. One is collectibles. Collectibles would be, antiques, and they specifically mention things in the IRS code, like gems and artwork and alcoholic beverages like, rare wines. But you're probably not investing in those things anyway. They're collectibles. The Congress said, no, you can't put your retirement in some kind of a painting, see. So you can't do that. The other thing you cannot invest in is life insurance. Because they say, no, this is your retirement, not something to take care of your family after you've died. This is your retirement, so you can't use any of your retirement to buy life insurance. But that's it. Done. Those are the only two things you can't invest in. Now, there's a second part to it. There are some people that you cannot deal with. And the way we like to say it is you can't make deals with some certain people. And they are specifically mentioned. And who would that be? Well, you can't make a deal with yourself, your spouse, your parents, your children, or their spouses. And that's it. So when you say you can't make a deal with, you can't loan money to yourself. So if you have, or buy from yourself. So if you have a company, you can't sell from your company to your IRA. You can't sell your house to your IRA. You can't put something in your wife's name and then buy it from the IRA. You can't make deals with your wife or your husband or yourself. You can't make a deal with your mom or dad, so you can't buy a rental and let them rent it from you. You can't make a deal with your children or their spouses. So you can't, that's it. So there's two things you can't buy, be involved in, invest in, collectibles and life insurance, and you can't deal with yourself, your spouse, your parents, your kids, or their spouses. Now, interestingly enough, step relations was left out. Siblings were left out, so you can buy and sell from your brother. It's a great way to use options, by the way. Aunts, uncles, cousins. So you can't sell or rent to those prohibited parties, which are we mentioned before, the self, the spouse, the parents, the kids, and their spouses. You can't make loans to them. Now, you can invest together with them, but it takes a special LLC, and we can help you do that. But there's not a lot that you can't do. And you probably don't buy and sell from those people anyway, and you probably don't buy and sell collectibles or life insurance. So it's pretty much what you're doing now. You do need to be aware of certain things. For example, if you bought a piece of equipment, let's say you got a great deal on, I'm out west, a great deal on a tractor, and you thought it was maybe it was a Caterpillar, and you thought, boy, I could make some money on this, and I'm going to turn around and sell it. Well, while you have it, you can't be digging a pond with it or fixing your road. You see, you can't have use of it. You can buy a vacation home and rent it out all the time, but you can't vacation in it. You can't rent it all out and then stay in it a couple weeks yourself. You can't have any use of that. So those are things, and we'll help you through it, but it's really very simple. So bottom line is you end up with your retirement in a checking account. You go find your investments. You take care of them. You know, it's your life. It's your money. It's your retirement. Instead of leaving it with someone else and, you know, at their whim, what they buy, what they sell, what they know about. Instead, you can invest in what you know, what you understand, what you can see, and take charge and take control of your retirement.